morning, if we could find our seats, we'll get started. If you have your Bibles, we're opening up to 1 John, the book of 1 John. You didn't hear me. All right. We're going to 1 John chapter 5 this morning. And we're going to look at basics. We're going to start a look at basics. Back to basics. Once in a while, we've got to go back to basics and re-examine our foundations. I'm sure that one of the things Brother Ed does is he looks over a house. He looks into that foundation, makes sure that it's strong and it's firm and ready to hold. So, 1 John chapter 5. And let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come back to your house where we can worship you. Father God, I just pray that as we go through this study, Lord, I just ask that you'll help us to realize, Lord, just how much you love this world and how much you love each and every person in it. Father, I just ask that you would help me to recall those things that you've laid on my heart. Hide me behind your cross, Lord. Let it be your words that come out of my mouth, Lord, and let it be your words that we all hear. Lord, we ask these things. Let everything we do glorify and honor you. For it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, we're going to begin in verse number 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. In this verse, we're gonna take this first five verses here, the first five verses. What John's trying to tell us here is that if you love God, then you know that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah, and that he is the Son of God. He's born of God. But it also says, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. That is begotten of him. Not only Jesus, but every blood-bought, born-again child of God has now been reborn into the family of God. And that's what we need to look at. You see, we're going to find through this study, and the study came about because In looking over some social media this week, there was a preacher or two that had issue with something another preacher said about praying for this new administration. Well, I refuse to pray for these people because they're lost. And I see them as enemies of God. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Anyone who does not claim Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who has not accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, is an enemy of God. This is true. But if we hold to that, then we have to discount what God said about praying for those placed in authority over us. If we are to stand fast to that belief, then my question is, how can I hope to win someone to Christ if I don't pray for them first? You see, God wants us to realize, number one, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God, sent from God, that he is God. But he also wants us to show love. That's number one. And that is, we need to love not only Jesus, but we need to love every child of God. You might not like what some people do that are your brother and sister in Christ. You may not like the way they part their hair. And let's face it, churches are splitting over some stupid things. This past election has destroyed relationships. This past election and the past few days, this country has shown its ignorance. It's also shown the hatred and the fact that Satan has dug himself in and he's here for the long fight. But praise God, we've got a general, we've got a person that's already beat Satan. We've got him. Those of us that believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we've got him in our lives, and we can show our brothers and sisters in Christ the love that God wants us to show them. Verse number 2. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. We need to be obedient to God. God says, pray for those placed in authority over you. He means pray for those placed in authority over you. Not forsake them. Not refuse to because they're enemies of God. You know what? There's a whole building down the street here filled with people that are enemies of God. It's called the Mormon Church. Their gospel is not right. I was listening to a preacher this morning, and I actually had to turn her off. That's my it's my sister-in-law. And every so often, I'll go and watch. She's a Methodist pastor. And I won't even get into that. But she was talking about this morning how when John came and baptized, that's salvation. And she remembered how when she was baptized, how excited she was because she got baptized and now had admittance into the family of God. I got a problem with that. The Bible says when the thief hung next to Jesus on that cross, he said, remember me today when you go into your kingdom. What did Jesus say? He said, today you shall be with me in paradise. So if we believe that baptism is our salvation, then we just made the sacrifice on the cross a lie. We just made Jesus a liar. We can't do this. We cannot. There is no man authorized to change the word of God. By this we know that we love the children of God. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Second thing is we need to be obedient. You see, in order for us to have obedience, we need to show that love. Let's go on. Verse number 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So third character that our foundation is set is that faith. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Understand, Jesus came, he hung, and he died on that cross that day on Calvary. He conquered the grave. He defeated Satan that day on Calvary. He defeated the devil that day. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors. When we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts and we finally humble ourselves and we come to the altar, we come to the foot of the cross, and we realize that what the Holy Spirit's been telling us in our hearts is true, that we need a Savior, that we cannot continue on in our sin without him. That we must turn from our wicked ways. You see, John's message, John the Baptist's message was this: repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. That word repent means to turn around, turn away from your sins and go away from it. You see, baptism doesn't do that. Baptism gets you wet. Water's great. You can wash with it. But it's not this water that cleanses us. It's the living water of Jesus Christ. It's His blood that cleanses us. We must be born again. That faith is, like I said, was the third part. And we need to put these in order. And see, you can't, they're all intertwined with each other. We have to have love. Where do we get that love? We get that love, that agape love, from Jesus Christ. The moment we're saved, the moment Jesus comes into our lives, comes into our hearts, He baptizes us with something better than water. He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost. He fills us with His Holy Spirit. And through that, we begin to love like we've never loved before. We should begin to see people through the eyes of Christ and through His blood. We need to see each other in that way. We need to be obedient because we need to show that love not only to each other, but we need to take it out to that world. Easiest example I can think of. You put three candles in this room. Individually, those candles are nothing. But the minute you put a match to them, they become one in light. That's exactly what we've done. When we accepted Jesus Christ, Him being the light of the world, He took that darkness out of us and lit us up with His light. And now we are all part of that light. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Remember, Romans 8:37, it says, we are more than conquerors. You don't have to be super to conquer this world. You don't have to be the best person on this world. You don't have to give to every organization. You don't have to go and pat everybody on the back. You don't have to smile to get that smile back. You know what you need to do? You need to go to God. The basics, the foundation of our faith, the foundation of Christianity is Jesus Christ. Remember, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not might not could not, it says it shall not prevail against it. As long as there is a Christian, a blood-bought, born-again child of God in this world, the church stands. And we need to have that foundation of the principles of Jesus Christ and of God. Look, I'm telling you right now, I do not stand with these preachers that are saying, I will not pray for this administration coming in. I stand with Christ when He says, pray for those placed in authority over you. Go out and tell the world. Evangelism. That's what we need to be doing when we say we're about our Father's business. Remember, when His parents left Passover that year, when He was 12, when they left Passover and they found halfway back home, He wasn't there, they had to turn around and go back and find their son. What did Jesus say when they found Him in the temple preaching? They said, He looked at him and said, why are you so worried? Would you not know that I'm about my Father's business? What's Jesus going to find when he does come back. I believe we're at the gate. I believe his return to rapture his church is so close. Just look at what's happening in this world. Look at what's happening in this country. Freedoms are being taken away. We're running out of time, folks. Matthew 28 says, go ye into all the world. Mark says to start here. We got to start in these neighborhoods. We got to start with people we meet, our neighbors. God says, love thy neighbors as thyself. Do you love your neighbors? If you do, you're going to share Jesus with them. Sometimes it's as easy as putting a track out there. Sometimes it's as easy as just saying, hey, would you like to come to church with me? Or when you're checking out of a grocery market line, they don't have time to talk, but you can hand them a track and say, I got something special just for you. I'd like to share this with you. We've got Romans Road tracks back there, and I love those tracks because they don't teach anything but the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you're teaching something else, you're teaching wrong. There's one name under heaven by which we're saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for today.